Welcome to Beyond Wellness. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, the gluten-free guru on WEHC 90.7 Emory and Henry College, your college and community station. Today in the studio, we have special guest Marie Hawkins. She's been on the show before, but today we're talking about something new in her life. Welcome back to Beyond Wellness, Marie.
Oh, hi, Christy. Thank you for having me.
Marie, if you can give our listeners a little information about you and what you've been working on. You have an extensive background working and helping others. If you could do that, that would be great, and then we'll start on this new chapter in your life.
All right. Well, I am originally from Kingsport, but I spent many years living in Costa Rica, which is where my mother was from. I have a Master of Science degree in holistic nutrition, and for the last 10 years or so, I have been offering holistic nutritional consulting, primarily to women, and specializing in all sorts of women's issues. And I guess the best way to tell you why this book came about was the realization that stress is playing such a major role in women's lives today, in their health, in their well-being, and finding that holistic information as far as nutrition and eating well and taking care of yourself starts with your attitude and your emotional state of mind. And it's really hard to take good care of yourself if you're just stressed out of your mind. And so that's kind of where this began. And the name of my new book is Paddle Your Own Raft, Out of the Storms and Into the Sunshine. And this started with a small, I won't say small, but a short story that I did with women, starting maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And the point of my story was to help women visualize their life, their journey, what was impacting them, what was causing them stress, and kind of starting from there. And the book became an extension of that story after what I call a tsunami came through my life and totally changed everything for me.
You have an event. The book is out now, and you can get that on Amazon.com. And you have an event that's coming up, and I'm so glad that we were able to have you on the show now, because I think this is a fabulous opportunity for people to come and learn about this concept that you've written about and to even purchase a book if they want to. Tell us about the event that you'll be speaking at here in the future.
Well, I will be at the College for Older Adults at the Southwest Virginia Higher Education Center. And it's going to be a lecture, kind of a presentation of the book and letting people know what it's about. It is aimed primarily at women, but the men who have read the book have given me really good feedback and have enjoyed it too. I know that you've got to call the Southwest Virginia Higher Education Center to reserve your seats. The admission is $3. I believe that members of the College for Older Adults, those who have already signed up for the spring semester, are admitted free of charge. But I'm not sure how limited the seating is, so I would encourage you to call if you're interested in coming to that. I don't know if you have the phone number, Christy. I think I've got a number that they can call for that.
Yes, that would be great, and I have one as well. If you want to read the one that you've got, then I could offer this one if it happened to be different.
Area code 276-619-4300.
Marie, the College of Older Adults is stationed at the Southwest Virginia Higher Education Center. Is this lecture and book signing open to the general public as well, or do you have to be of that age group that would be taking advantage of the College of Older Adults, which would be 50 and up?
Right. No, it is open to the public. As long as they have the seating available, it is open. And I'm not sure how big of a room they have me in as of this moment. I would assume that if they get enough calls, they could move me to a larger room if that became necessary. So, no, it is open to anyone who's interested in coming, and that is in Abington, of course.
The book as far as we want to focus on that for just a few minutes, is there a particular age? You had mentioned that it's primarily written for women, but is there a certain group of women that probably is more targeted to that, or could it be something for young women or teenage women as well?
Well, you know, it started out as being for women my age. I'll be 60 this year, and learning that so many other women were going through storms in their lives. There's so much going on. There's so many stressors that we did not deal with a generation ago. And that was who I was aiming the book at. But quite honestly, I've had 20-something-year-olds and 30-something-year-olds read the book. I think that anyone who is finding themselves carrying a lot of baggage, which is quite a few of us, going through stressors, whether that is a divorce, the breakup of a relationship, caring for someone who is sick, someone becoming a caretaker for someone. A lot of women find themselves in this sandwich position of still raising children, trying to take care of parents, trying to hold down a job. The demands on our time are extensive, and what I'm learning is that that does not, you cannot pigeonhole that into a certain age group. And everybody from a 22-year-old to an 82-year-old has told me that they have really enjoyed getting into the book and applying it to their various situations.
You had mentioned that the book originally started as a short story. Not to give too many of the details away about the book, but how is it structured?
The book is not a usual self-help book. That's how it's categorized. But it starts with this very short story and then proceeds to examine different areas of our life as within this metaphor of being in a raft, being on a river of life. The introduction, which is rather long, the introduction actually kind of steps you through the process of my writing this book. I divulge some things that happened to me and why this turned into a book and how it did so, but I don't really give you a lot of details. The book is not about me. I just offer some of my experiences because that's when this short story took on another life of its own and how the book came to be written.
Have you found, as you went through the process of writing the book and now that it's completed and you're going through the process of telling others and offering this for them, has it changed your life in a way that maybe you didn't expect it to change your life?
I will say it has. I've already started making notes on a sequel to this book because the book itself is not very long. It's only 100 pages. I won't say it's dense, but it's a little intense. I don't have a lot of fluff. Something that has always irritated me about books is when they repeat the same thing over and over again as though they're trying to stretch out the pages. And I guess maybe I overdid in editing it down and keeping it very short and to the point. I don't belabor any of the points in the book, but it was no sooner out than I was already starting to hear, okay, I'm following these steps and I'm getting rid of some of my baggage and some of my self-imposed stress, and I'm learning to create healthy boundaries. Now what? Now's the next chapter. And so I've started taking notes and hoping to have a sequel to this book in about a year. But the way it's changed my life, yes, in getting feedback from other women and tears and hugs and just hearing this from women validates me and makes me want to reach out to others and go, you can do this. You can get through this. If I got through this, you can get through this. And it just makes me want to help people even more, I guess, than I already was doing. I guess the other thing is that the amount of time that I am spending interacting with women who have read the book and getting the book out there and things like this interview, which are just wonderful, there's a real desire and a need for us to, as women, to support one another and to reach out to other women. And I think that's how this is changing me.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Beyond Wellness. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, the gluten-free guru, on WEHC 90.7 Emory and Henry College, your college and community station. Today, we're talking with special guest Marie Hawkins. She's just released her new book, Paddle Your Own Raft, Out of the Storm and Into the Sunshine. Marie, as people finish the book, what do you hope that readers will gain from the experience of reading this work that you've put together?
What I hope they will gain is multifaceted. I want women, first of all, to understand how they got where they are. That's the very beginning of the book, is going, wait a minute, this is not how I planned my life. And how did I get here? And how did this happen? I want them to understand how they got there. The second thing is I want them to understand that there are no bad decisions and bad choices and bad things that are happening to them. The perception of terrible and bad, it's just perception. These are learning experiences, and that sounds really quaint and sounds really well packaged, but it's not. And I want people to realize that these are blessings in disguise. They are ways of forcing us to be stronger, to look at ourselves, to make changes in our lives, and make better choices. I just call them poor choices and better choices instead of bad. I don't believe there's any bad choices. There's just wrong ones, in the sense of, that wasn't the best thing I could have done. I could have made a better decision there. The biggest thing that I want women to understand, or any reader to understand, is I am planting a seed here of a paradigm shift in looking at your life as it's supposed to have been good. It is supposed to be good. It is not supposed to be hard every single minute of every day. It's not supposed to be a battle and a struggle. It's the way that we respond and behave that makes it feel that way.
Marie, I was discussing with someone actually this morning about judgment, whether it's self-judgment or judgment that we place on other people. And why do you feel like we have to label something as this is good or this is bad, or I am bad or she is good? Why do you think that we've gotten to that point?
I think a lot of it starts when we are very small. This is just a cultural thing that we take in. We hear it at home, we hear it in church, we hear it in school, we hear it in the communities. And I feel we've got to make a change with that. We're not bad, and we're not bad people because we make a poor decision. I really address these types of things in the book as different types of baggage. Just to give you an idea, one of them are ghost voices. Ghost voices are those voices from your past. Ghost voices are what you're carrying around of the shoulds. You should have done this, and you should have done that, and you'll never amount to anything, and you'll never be good at this, and you'll never be pretty enough, and you'll never do this. Those are, in many cases, actual things that we heard from someone in our life, and sometimes they are our own voices from the past. And they're all based on nothing. There is nothing, there's no proof of any of that. And yet we carry those things around with us. And part of the purpose of the book is not to examine necessarily the whys. You and I could talk about this all day long. But it's just the acknowledgement that those voices exist in our head, in our life, and they have affected us. And I just offer some ideas and some thoughts on how to get rid of them, how not to go there, and leave those things behind and make your own way, make your own path.
You have worked with so many different women. Do you find sometimes when a woman has that paradigm shift that you have mentioned, do you find that sometimes people around them, their friends, their family, their children, see that shift and in turn begin to examine their own life and possibly become conscious as well?
You know, that's a really good question, and I'm not certain. I know that I have heard from women who have tried different things in their family and said, wow, that really worked. The responses I'm getting from a child, from a husband, from a parent, they'll say, they really changed their attitude. They started behaving differently. And I don't know why. I think this is such a subtle change, not in the person who experiences it, but in the people around them. I know that my own daughter, probably a year ago, my older daughter said to me, wow, Mom, you just don't know how much you've changed. And I just had to start laughing. I said, oh, yes, I know. I know how much I've changed. Some of it has been without intention, but most of it was very conscious. I was making an effort to change because things had reached a really difficult moment for me. This book was one of the silver linings, and it did change me. And it was interesting for me to get that from her. So I know that she's maybe more sensitive to it and was noticing more things, but I do get comments that they can tell that the people around them are behaving differently. And it's not because of what they have said or told these people. It's just that their own behavior and attitude has brought out a different side of the people around them.
Do you think sometimes, and I'm so glad I have you for this interview because I could have so many questions, I could go on for hours, but I'm going to try to keep them very concise and okay, to the point to hook them to the book. But we talk about baggage, and I know in my own life, sometimes those are decisions that I've made and things that have come up in my own life. And then sometimes those things maybe have appeared in my life, and I don't know where that thought pattern comes from. I don't really understand why I feel that way. I just know that as far as consciously I could go back in my life, I had that belief system.
Right.
Do you find that sometimes that we can pass our baggage on, maybe unintentionally, as a generational type of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have this wonderful, wonderful workshop that I do, and I actually have it set up on my table right now. It's pebbles and different colored stones and all kinds of little things, and they form a river all the length of my table. And when I do the workshop, one of the things that I point out at the beginning is that a lot of times, and I do point this out in the book, some of the baggage, a lot of the baggage that we carry with us actually was never ours to start with. We take on baggage from other people. We can even begin our lives with some of the baggage that our parents were carrying around with us and have passed that on to us. It's a very complex thing, and I think that one of the positive good things about my book is that I put that into a very simple image. And you don't have to dig, you don't have to understand as much just to go through it the first time. I have had people stand up from the table after they went to the workshop just silent and just say, wow, this is going to take me a few days just to take it all in, because I realize now that one of those aspects of the baggage that I've been carrying, and this is coming from about a 75-year-old lady, and she said one of the aspects of the baggage that I've been carrying, I realize, was my grandmother's that she handed to my mother, and my mother handed it to me, and I've probably handed it off to my child too. And so, again, the book is short, it's concise, but what I hear from the women who have read it is that they read it very quickly. Most of them have said that they didn't intend to read it all in one sitting, but that's what happens, which is really good for an author to hear. I couldn't put the book down, and I started reading it for a little while, and I just couldn't put it down, and I kept going until I finished. But then they all say they pick it back up and go through it again and again for the information in the areas that most appeal to them, that are most important to them, that they need the most help with at that moment. And that baggage is just a big aspect of what kind of drags us down as we go through life.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Beyond Wellness. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, the gluten-free guru, on WEHC 90.7 in Marie and Henry College, your college and community station. Today in the studio, we're talking with special guest Marie Hawkins. She is the author of Paddle Your Own Raft, Out of the Storm and Into the Sunshine. Marie, you've got an opportunity that's coming up. I have not gotten to read your book yet, and I am just very excited to do that, and I hope I can come to the lecture as well. But that's on Thursday, May the 7th at 7 p.m. at the Southwest Virginia Higher Education Center. And you did mention that it would be good if people go ahead and call, because you're not sure exactly how many people they'll be able to take. The number for that is 276-619-4300. For the College of Older Adult Members, it's free with their membership badge, and the general admission is $3. Marie, you said that the book is now available on Amazon, and it's in a hard copy as well as an ebook?
That's correct, yes.
And you will have some of those available that evening for sale?
I will also, yes. I'm not sure how many. I'm waiting on the next shipment of books to come in, but I should have enough if anyone wants to buy it there. And, of course, I'm happy to sign it to whoever. That's always fun for everybody involved.
I can just imagine that it would be a great gift to possibly for a mother to get a daughter, or a mother to get another mother, because it really is important for us to be able to support other women. And in turn, we're supporting and caring for our children and really passing on those things that are important, and letting go of the things that are no longer serving us, that weren't ours to carry in the beginning.
That's correct. That's right. And I guess one of the things that as a brand new published author, I mean, I had published a lot of articles for close to 10 years, but this is the first book, and it's very exciting when you have someone who reads your book and then calls you back and says, I need another 4 books. I need 5 more books. I need 10 more books. I'm giving these out to everybody I know as gifts. That's when you get really excited, and it just blows me away, and it's an honor and a privilege, and it's just exciting for me that women are responding in this way. And yes, one of the biggest things to me is women supporting each other and us losing this competition, because a lot of women really compete with other women, and we really need to be supportive instead of competitive. And that's, I guess, another message of the book.
As we get ready to wrap up today, Marie, if you've got any final words you'd like to give us and your contact information, I think you've got a Facebook page. I'm sure our listeners would love to have all that information as well.
All right, I'll be glad to provide that. And just quickly, a lot of the readers, a lot of your listeners may know me as Marie Browning. I did have my maiden name restored to me at the end of last year, so I am now Marie Hawkins. It's not that I'm newly married. I'm actually just going back to the way I came into the world. And I do have a Facebook page specifically for this book, but for any books that I will have coming up in the future. And the Facebook page is Marie E. Hawkins, author. And they should be able to find me there. I will keep my business email, which is healthiersolutions@gmail.com, and my business website, which will be transitioning a little bit, but you can actually get to a link to buy the book there, and that is healthiersolutionsbymarie.com, and there's a special link for the book there.
Thank you so much, Marie, for being on the show. Congratulations on your new book.
Well, thank you so much. It is very exciting, and I look forward to seeing you and seeing any of your listeners there on May 7th.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Wellness. As always, we recommend you contact your medical care provider for medical advice. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, the gluten-free guru, on WEHC 90.7 Emory and Henry College, your college and community station.